to me, it sounds like Ireland is a part of Central Europe. It just doesn't know it yet.
Yeah, maybe we should have been in the Balkans or somewhere, but yes.
Now, I would like to invite our audience to join us with questions or comments.
I want to know what you think about the argument that small states are overrepresented in the EU.
Well, as a small state, we'd never say we were. I mean, we have too much power.
There is the argument that small states, the representatives represent much less people, but have the same amount of say.
Yeah. Well, that's a necessary part of a collection of independent sovereign states. Is that you don't. That it wouldn't be dominated by some of the larger states. And that's a lot of what we built into what's in the Lisbon Treaty is to ensure that four or five small, large states couldn't dominate all the rest. You wouldn't get a union of sovereign states if every, you know, if it was a straightforward population issue and then the larger states could come to dominate all the smaller states. That's a necessary part. That's a concept politically that's used all over the world. It's used in the United States for individual states. It's used here in Australia. You know, you don't give less authority, if you like, to Tasmania than you do to New South Wales, or to Victoria than you do to New South Wales. There's a concept of a distinct degree of sovereignty in each unit, and each unit is important in its own right, irrespective of how many citizens are there.
But it is a real question. I'm just thinking that is probably the wrong person to ask, because you are representing a small member state, so you are not going to say
want to ask a German
we have
that
too much power, because it is contested, of course.
You know, in the Lisbon Treaty, we set out to ensure that our own interests would be preserved and be looked after in the Lisbon Treaty, and part of that is ensuring that a small number of large states could not dominate the union, and that's what we've done by the combination of a majority of number of member states, which would be 15 out of 27 to pass legislation or to pass decisions, plus 65% of the population. Or is it? Yeah, 60. What's the? Yeah, I think it's 65% of the population as well. The combination of both, that's necessary.